fighting for America.
Republicans should stop holding our Homeland Security hostage.
The president needs to listen to the American people and say, yes, let's build the Keystone Pipeline.
Fighting for Idaho.
What we are teaching young people right now is if you love someone, beat the heck out of them. If you love someone, choke them, whip them, torture them.
Fighting for you.
Brian Williams. It's almost as if the libs are reluctantly carrying the water on this story.
Well, what are you talking about? He cured cancer and landed on the moon.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the morning.
How can you criticize somebody that did these things?
Right.
Winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Good morning. Thank you all for joining us. Kevin Miller in the morning. 580 KIDO. Is there a war on Islam? That's our big question of the day. Also, this week, the Senate will take a look at its version of constitutional carry. Our friend Greg Pruitt will have his big rally, I believe, on the 27th. Is that correct? We'll get the details on that as well, and the difference between the House bill and the Senate bill. And you heard at the top of the hour, Fox News there on the radio talking about the president getting shot down on the illegals. Let's take a listen to this, and we'll start with that. Then we'll get back to our comments from the, how should we put this, the sister of one of the victims, one of the Muslims that was killed at North Carolina, Chapel Hill, North Carolina, at the, you know, just off the campus there of the University of North Carolina. And I love this, how the president is having a violent extremist summit, and yet the day before this, we have Christians that were killed, we have Egyptians that were killed, and we have Josh Earnest, the swarmy, politically correct press secretary, condemning the brutal killings without the word Christian, Coptic, Islam, or Muslim in them. There was one single reference to faith. ISIL's barbarity knows no bounds. It's unconstrained by faith, sect, or ethnicity. Now, remember, you couldn't avoid this over the weekend, where you had the gruesome video posted throughout the world of the ISIS jihadist group claiming responsibility for the mass beheadings of Christians abducted in Libya. Now, we go back to this, my friends, and boy, how I miss Gaddafi. And to our friends, and I know one of them, who I respect him. He's a man that's achieved a lot, and he's always telling me how great the president's doing. And he's not doing it to fire me up. He believes that the president has done a good job. And if you ever hang out with folks that are Democrats that passionately believe in this man from Hawaii, then all you have to do is say, well, sir or ma'am, can you explain to me how the Middle East is better under President Obama than it was under President Bush? And then they'll say, well, George Bush did this. George Bush did that. And instead of answering your question, they'll go after President Bush. Libya was not a problem under President Bush. Syria was not a problem under President Bush. Iraq and Afghanistan were under control under President Bush, right? And yet here we have 21 slain Christians. And, you know, our good friend Nagmeh Abedini will tell you this. There have been more Christians killed under this administration, you know, than any in recent years. You take a look at Pastor Saeed. He's being held by the Iranians. Three or four other Americans being held by the Iranians. And our president is going to have a summit against extremism, but he doesn't call it Islamic extremism. He doesn't defend Christians. In fact, ISIL, that we want to give job opportunities to at 580-5436, they leave no wiggle room. The video was entitled, A Message Signed with Blood to the Nation of the Cross. Now, how does that make one feel? How does it make you feel when you go to church to worship the Lord. Mardi Gras, Fat Tuesday, the day before Ash Wednesday. And we have an administration that will not acknowledge that in Europe, in the Middle East, in this country, there is a war on Christians. A message signed with blood to the nation of the cross, and the victims were described as crusaders. In an article by ISIS, urged Muslims everywhere to kill crusaders, promising a great reward on Judgment Day. Well, at least Pope Francis had something to say when he's not telling everybody he's down with the gays. Quote, they were murdered just because they were Christians. During a meeting with a Scottish church leader, calling the victims brothers who died simply because they professed their faith in Jesus Christ. Now, this is what the administration said. Quote, the United States condemns this despicably and cowardly 21 murder of 21 Egyptians in Libya. Now, again, a brief statement, no public reaction by the president, the secretary of state, Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, or Joe Biden's butt buddy. This is while the White House hosts a three-day summit on countering violent extremism. Now, my friends, at 580-5436, 580-KIDO, here we live in a country founded by people that wanted to worship Christianity. Here we have lived in a country that for how long has defended people, people that they don't agree with, Satanists and others, because in America you can worship freely, right? And we have an administration, and I know this is not an easy topic. When I heard it, I'm thinking, my goodness gracious, we have an administration that is allowing Christians to be killed. Franklin Graham saying the militant Islamic group ISIS has released a video with a message signed with blood to the nation of the cross showing the beheadings of 21 Egyptian Christians who had been kidnapped in Libya. Can you imagine the outcry if 21 Muslims had been beheaded by Christians? Where is the universal condemnation by Muslim leaders around the world? As we mourn with the families of those 21 martyrs, we'd better take this warning seriously, as these acts of terror will only spread throughout Europe and the United States. If this concerns you, like it does me, share this. The storm is coming. That's from Franklin Graham. Now, in Idaho, we pride ourselves that we carry guns, that we shoot the bad guys, and we don't have an issue with it. But don't you think it's only a matter of time before ISIS, ISIL come over here? Where is the president of the United States? I mean, sadly, to the people that support this administration, to the 5 or 10 Democrats in Idaho that seek to vilify this program by saying, oh, Kevin Miller, he's just a Tea Party guy. Oh, Kevin Miller, he's an extremist. Oh, Kevin and his Miller militia. Well, I ask you at 580-5436, kevin@kidoam.com, this has got to be one of the worst administrations ever. Take a look at the unemployment numbers that they've fooled the public with. Do you think that if this were Jeb Bush or Mitt Romney or Scott Walker or Mike Huckabee that we would be talking about 5.9 as the unemployment rate? No, it'd say, well, the real numbers are 15%, and let's go interview Billy Bob, who hasn't had a job and has given up. Instead, we say people are getting credit for working part-time jobs. The stock market going through the roof, even though we're printing monopoly money. And yet we're led to believe that everything is good and wholesome. That's what you say. I mean, the facts, unfortunately, my friends, speak for themselves. The news is so bad with this administration. You have a federal judge saying, your executive amnesty is unconstitutional, sir. Hold off on legalizing the illegals. Congress won't stick up for us. At least one federal judge has. Now, Obama plans to appeal and probably go to his cronies in the Supreme Court. Gosh, this sounds like a soap opera. Gosh, this sounds like the vast right-wing conspiracy. But these are just simple facts that are indisputable, right? At 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com, you tell me what we should do when we have people murdering Christians. Is this our problem? Have we learned anything from the Holocaust? Have we really learned anything from the Holocaust? And I know what you're saying. Geez, Kevin, it's 7:15 on a Tuesday. I just got back from a three-day weekend. But when you were in school, maybe you've been to the Holocaust Museum. Maybe you studied it. Maybe you read the Diary of Anne Frank. What was the lesson? That never again would we allow this to happen. Well, under President Barack Obama, we have partnered with a regime that describes Israel as the blight of existence. We have partnered with the Iranians that have said, we are the great Satan and we want to destroy Israel and we're going to have a second Holocaust. And now we have partnered with Iran when we're talking about ISIS and ISIL and everything else, where Christians are being killed 21 at a time. And do you think that this doesn't send a message to the terrorist when our own regime, our own administration doesn't even say Christian? Now, look, I've never wanted to buy into the anti-Christian bias in this administration. This proves it, does it not? 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Your thoughts on that, number one. I mean, is there a war on Christians? And number two,
it's currently an open season, a time where it's an open season against Islam, Muslims in Washington, Muslims in the general media, dehumanizing Muslims in movies like American Sniper.
There you have it. That's the sister of the slain victim there in North Carolina saying there is a war on Muslims. Well, somebody hasn't told the administration that. Kevin Miller, 580-KIDO. Let's get you to traffic now.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 3. Now, back to Kevin Miller on 580-KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
U.S. intelligence agencies have not confirmed yet that ISIS carried out the 21 beheadings in Libya, but according to the Associated Press, the makers of the video identify themselves as the Tripoli province of the Islamic State group, the same group that controls about a third of Syria and Iraq.
It's currently an open season, a time where it's an open season against Islam, Muslims in Washington, Muslims in the general media, dehumanizing Muslims in movies like American Sniper.
There you have it. We're dehumanizing Muslims. We're saying that killing the Christians didn't happen. They were just happened to be Egyptian citizens vacationing in Libya. And never mind that ISIS identified themselves. We're still waiting on confirmation. Let's go to the phones. Patriot Ray with Kevin Miller at 580-KIDO. Good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. You know, we wouldn't be in this mess if we had a Congress that actually understood the Constitution themselves and stood up for what's right and stood up against all the illegal things this president's been doing with his executive orders. We have one good thing on our side is our Christian faith, and all of us need to get together and pray for this great nation before it's too late. And it may be a little too late already, but we need to stand up for what's right because God wants us to do the right things and love our brothers and sisters, whereas Islam and the Quran want to kill the infidels. And as they've stated many times, we, the Christians, are the infidels. Unless you convert, you die. So by allowing that snake or that camel into the tent, is not going to save this country. And this president has done all he can with his executive orders and his comments and his apologies to destroy what we have as a nation. Look what he's done to our military. When will the people, when will Congress wake up? Or are they under some kind of threat that we don't know about and they're afraid to do anything?
Well, it comes down to this. What was your reaction when you heard about this situation, 21 Christians killed because, I mean, they're not afraid. They're calling us out and saying, hey, man, we don't care. You're crusaders. We're going to kill you. I don't know which is more outrageous, that or the fact that we have the administration saying, oh, no need to worry about it. They're just citizens, and we're not going to mention Islam or that they were killed because they were Christians. And then you have this clip from this young lady.
It's currently an open season, a time where it's an open season against Islam, Muslims in Washington, Muslims in the general media, dehumanizing Muslims in movies like American Sniper.
So we have ISIS, we have the president, and then we have this young lady.
Well, you know, we need to stand up as a people and start saying what's really true. We know who the enemy is here. We know that right now, as far as I'm concerned, and if you've ever seen any of my posts, you know where I stand. This president is not showing that he loves this country, nor does he respect the people of this country, nor does Congress seem to respect us, because they're not fulfilling their sworn duty to protect this Constitution, to protect the people of this country, to protect our borders at the least. And they're not even doing any of that. There's always some excuse why we can't build the borders, make them stronger. There's always some excuse why you can't let the Border Patrol people do their jobs or they get in trouble. And we've got these deaths on our borders that are underreported.
Right, but I think it's pretty outrageous when you have somebody saying this.
It's currently an open season, a time where it's an open season against Islam, Muslims in Washington, Muslims in the general media, dehumanizing Muslims in movies like American Sniper.
So where's the proof of that? I don't see it.
There is no proof in that. The only proof that we know is a fact is that they are killing Christians left and right. And nobody on our side goes out and speaks against it. The president doesn't even do it. He won't even say that they're Islamic terrorists. He won't say any of that, Kevin. So as a people, when is it going to wake us up enough to really get out and say what the truth is? And it's people like you who have the guts to stand up for what's right. And you put your head, like I said before, your neck's on the line all the time. We love you, brother, for that. But it's more than just you. We've got to get everybody else together and tell the truth. It's got to be spoken, because they are showing their side. They're the ones that are beheading people. There was a woman recently on the Internet who was shot and killed by her mother, her Muslim brotherhood, because she was wearing a red sweater. And they condemned her on the street and shot her in the head. So all these things come out. We've got the fiery death of the pilot. We've got other situations where people have been beheaded. And we never seem to get the outrage on that.
No.
Point it towards us.
Exactly. Patriot Ray, thank you for the call. 729, you're listening to Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
Treasure Valley's exclusive home for Kevin Miller. KIDOAM.com. 580 KIDO. Idaho's place to talk.
You have everything you need here. I know you're frustrated. I wish you had no narco trafficking. But it's not really your fault. Basically, we did too good a job of taking the transportation out of the air and water, and so we ran it overland. I apologize for that. I wish you didn't have any problems. Everybody's got problems. Don't forget your assets.
There we have it. The president, the former president of the United States, apologizing to Mexico for the war on drugs. And it reminds me of his wife, Hillary Clinton, during Fast and Furious and other controversies, other scandals within this administration, saying quite frankly to everybody, you know, it's not the Mexican people, the Mexicans, the Mexico government's problem with the drugs. We don't have a problem with Mexico itself, with their corrupt leadership, with their incompetent police force. We don't have a problem with them kidnapping, beheading, and that third world country being run by drug dealers and them flooding this area with the drugs and everything else. The problem is with America. The problem is with the drug users and dealers in this country. Have you ever noticed with this crowd that America is to blame for everything? You have real-life heroes like Ryan Jobe, who we talked about in the 6 o'clock hour, Chris Kyle, who was murdered, and they never become victims. They never, ever feel sorry for themselves. They make the impossible seem ordinary, and yet we have politicians that should be role models, that should be leading the cause, apologizing to dictators, to corrupt officials, because we're consumers of their illegal drugs. That's why I'm not down with legalizing marijuana. That's why I'm not down with the recreational use of marijuana. It is a gateway drug. And yet, here we have the former leader of the free world, perhaps the first man, the first man, apologizing to this country, Mexico, just like his wife. I could not believe when Hillary Clinton said we're to blame for the drugs. America is to blame for the drugs. And now you have her husband basically saying the same thing by apologizing to Mexico. If you think that's bad, wait till you hear this guy.
It should be easier. In other countries, it's easier. Why should voting be so difficult? Tuesday? Who thought that up? I mean, the fact is that there's wide variation in when people can vote. You can't necessarily register to vote on election day. I've often asked myself why you should have to register to vote. Why shouldn't it be automatic?
Now, is this guy a nitwit, a stand-up comedian, or a congressman? If you guessed a congressman from Minnesota, Keith Ellison, it's funny, I heard that clip earlier this morning, and I thought that has to be Keith Ellison, the Muslim congressman. That's his faith. He got sworn in on the Quran, doesn't back down from it, does not back down from it at all, and basically saying, hey, man, no big deal. Why do we have to have requirements to vote? And you have people in Minnesota that have actually voted for this gentleman by saying, yeah, we don't need requirements to vote. In fact, we heard earlier that we've got the illegals that are going to be voting soon. They already have. We heard that from Bob Dane. All right, some local issues. Now, we told you about this 2 or 3 years ago. You remember when we were down at Thomas Hammer during the legislative season. What was that, 2, 3 years ago? When there were rumors that there was going to be a gas tax increase. The reason why there wasn't, well, it was an election year. And you take a look at the roads. People say the roads are lousy and we need to raise more money. Well, here we have it. A House panel from Channel 7 has introduced a sweeping new transportation funding bill seeking to raise almost $200 million per year to maintain Idaho's crumbling roads and bridges. Have you noticed, and this is from the Associated Press, the use of the descriptive here, crumbling roads and bridges? Now, you're a smart group. Have you seen any crumbling roads? Crumbling bridges? I don't know. I'm not a, you know, I actually was a journalist in the Army, but I mean, if you're going to be objective on this, wouldn't it be saying seeking to raise almost $200 million per year to maintain Idaho's roads and bridges? But this is how the press influence us, crumbling roads and bridges. And you'll have people read that and repeat that again and again. I'd like to know where the roads and bridges are crumbling. And I'd like to know a breakdown of where the money went. That all of a sudden you want to raise the gas tax. Now, this is great. The House Transportation and Defense Committee voted unanimously Monday to introduce the bill. It aims to cover most of the state's $262 million annual transportation shortfall, about which officials have warned lawmakers since 2010. Now, we can't do all things to all people, but should we defeat this bill? I mean, the politicians, gas prices are going up. The politicians have to get this in. And if they had any guts, fortitude, wouldn't they have done this last year during the election year? Because then you could have voted them out. Well, we can't do that. Now, how much will your gas go up? Now, if you're an outdoors person, here's another good one. What if you like to jet ski? Maybe you have a 250, a 350 truck. Maybe you're a man. Maybe you're a woman. Whatever, driving a truck. And life has been good for you. The first good year you've had in 4 or 5 years. Maybe you're like Pat from Middleton and you're a landscaper. You're out there hauling a trailer around, doing lawns and everything, sprinklers and all that. And you're thinking, man, I'm going to have a good year because fuel prices have gone down. Now, the legislation, dear friends, would raise the gas tax by 8% in the fiscal year 2016. And if you're a diesel person, well, you're really hosed. 12 cents per gallon. Both fuel taxes would increase by 1 cent every year in order to keep up with inflation. Now, so that's what we're talking about here. So we're going to have 8 cents in 2016. Am I reading this right? And then it'll be nine. Then it'll be an additional penny every year. The bill would also raise vehicle registration and permit fees. Boy, the next time you get your vehicle registered, you might as well do that five-year program instead of the 1 year. Joe Palmer of Meridian says he expects the plan to change in order to survive both chambers. Well, quite frankly, I don't think that this should happen at all. The state has a fiscal deal. The governor, before talking about this, many, many times on this program here, when he said, you know, I'm not going to do this again. Remember the state of the state. He said it's up to the legislators to do this. But at 580-5436, 580-KIDO, are you down with raising fuel prices? You know, the governor mentioned this. Let's hear it.
The biggest ticket item in our infrastructure inventory is our long-term multi-billion dollar investment in Idaho's roads and bridges. And if Idaho learns means anything at all, it's time for us to address that elephant in the room.
Well, are you ready to pay more in road taxes? By the way, take a look at this internet thing. Aren't they shutting that thing down this week? They're going to shut down the old internet because we haven't paid the bill. Don't you love the notices you get from the phone company or the television company or somebody else when you don't pay your bill? Now, you would think a highfalutin enterprise like our beloved Gem State here would ensure that we would pay our bill. Was it like $60 million? And the company, private company, says, enough is enough. Don't pay me, don't pay you.
Chairman Brackett and Palmer, legislative leaders, I am not going to stand here and tell you how to swallow this elephant. That would be contrary to all that I have learned and that we have learned about each other in recent years. But we all know it must be done. And I welcome financially responsible legislation that addresses steady, ongoing, and sustainable transportation infrastructure in Idaho. However, I will not entertain proposals that aimed at competing for general fund tax dollars with education and our other required public programs or services.
So at 580-5436, 580-KIDO, do you agree with the governor that this needs to happen, number one, and number two, that you're willing, how should we put this, to pay 8 cents more per gallon to fix our quote-unquote crumbling roads? Are you down with the crumbling roads? And if you're a diesel person, a diesel truck person, man, are you in trouble? Let's take some of your phone calls next. Time to get up and start the day with Kevin Miller in the morning at 580-KIDO, currently 28 in Star. Good morning.
Back weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580-KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
You know, I drive in from Star every day just like you do. And when I'm sitting there on State Street and Old Highway 55 at the stoplight in my Ford pickup, that gets about 15 miles to the gallon, somebody in an electric car pulls right up next to me. I'm paying 25 cents every 14 or 15 miles I drive because they have an electric car, and God bless them for that effort. But they're not paying the same price that I am. And so I think one of the things that we need to do is we really need to make sure that there's equal pay for equal use.
Ah! Kevin Miller in the morning. It is 7:53, talking about the proposed gas tax hike here in the state of Idaho. 8 cents for gas, 12 cents per gallon for diesel, and it will go up 1 cent every year after to fix the roads and bridges. I'm still wondering where the crumbling is. Pro-Life, good morning. You're on with Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO. Good morning, Pro-Life.
Yeah, you know, generally what we need to do is cut other things if we're going to put more money into road bridges. And the people of Idaho can't stand any more cost of government. And so,
well, here's the other thing. We've got a $60 million internet bill that we haven't paid either.
I didn't know that. That's pretty terrible. But anyway, some foreign country is going to, they don't have all of this infrastructure and schools, you know, buses and all of the things that we have such costly education. They will just educate themselves on the internet and through computers, and they'll race past us educationally. We're really archaic in education. And so I say that we need to cut public education so children can stay home, learn at their own pace, and then Idaho will become the most prosperous place.
Cut public education. Have you seen some of these parents today?
Yeah, I've seen a lot of them. They don't look too educated to me.
So how would you trust them to educate their kids?
Well, I mean, the children would get educated through their computer, through their internet. They wouldn't have to put on expensive clothes and ride an expensive bus and go to a school that's expensive and expensive teachers. We could phase all that out, and the children would have just as good education.
Well, who's going to educate them if their parents are nitwits?
Well, no.
Well, you said get rid of public education. Pro-Life, thank you for the call. Craig in Boise, 580-KIDO. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. I am not for this gas tax increase, but for probably several reasons. One, the state of Idaho, and I've been preaching this for years, does not audit appropriately. And so what they need to do, instead of saying, hey, we need more money to fill bucket A or bucket B, we need to find out what's all the money in our bucket. In other words, the accounts that are they're going with the state, whether it's education or whatever. What money do we have? What do we really need to apply it to? And let us proportionately move some of these funds around from area to area to meet particular needs. They don't do that. All they do is say, oh, we need money for roads and bridges. And so where does the gas tax money go now? I know we're getting a lot of construction around.
Right. My favorite is, talk about mismanagement. What about the internet money? And we're supposed to trust the government that this time they're going to fix the roads and bridges?
Right. I mean, I'm just to the point of, they don't say anything honestly anymore. And they're not willing to do the work necessary and the due diligence to determine what really needs to be done until it's a crisis. We've got to address this, Okay, so we get a bunch of legislators for 2 months that come up here and basically listen to their colleagues' persuasive arguments and then vote yay or nay on something. But really, I'm not talking for a full-time legislature either. But what they need to do is they need to get into the depth of things and really find out where the needs are and how can they be met. And not all in 1 year, all at one time and get it over with. This needs to be a 5 or 10 year plan where the most critical needs, let's find out where that is. Let's start addressing those. And, whether it's for supporting economics or this bridge is going to fall down or, any range in between that. But they don't do it. They just come up, they posture, they pontificate, they go ahead and they say, oh, well, let's all get together and let's all negotiate. And at that point, then we lose.
Oh,
they're not willing to do the due diligence and understand really what the necessity is.
Greg, great call. Thank you. Ronnie in Caldwell with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO.
Hey, dude. Sorry if I sound a little weird. I got a cold. But I've got two ways I think I can help you with this whole thing, dude. First thing is if you cover the gas money, I'll go look for these crumbling roads and bridges for you, and then I'll report back to you live.
You're not the most credible news source, sir.
Now, for you, dude, I'll do anything, man, and I'm not busy these days. I don't have anything really going on, so I could do that. You cover the gas, and I'll fly, And then the second thing is, dude, this internet bill that our state owes a bunch of money for.
Yes.
I mean, how stupid's that, dude? I haven't paid for internet in like 7 years, man. I just, you know, get the free stuff.
What do you mean, get the free stuff?
My neighbor's got he's got a Wi-Fi, dude, and I just log in there.
I see.
And it's high speed, and I get it for free.
Well, maybe we could steal Montana's then.
I know, dude. See, that's why I'm helping you, man. That's what I'm here for. Hey, call me about the road thing, all right? I'll do it.
God bless you, Ronnie. Thank you.
10-4, good buddy, over and out.
All right, Ronnie and Caldwell, 7:58, Kevin Miller in the morning. Time for traffic now, 580 KIDO. Much more coming up, Fox News on the radio. Keep it here, stay informed.
Kevin.